set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show this terrific Thursday, April 23rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. The show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We have a stream player there. Just hit the play button. And the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one. Search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. Also, the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.us is the website. And the app for the radio station is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R, download that app on your phone, and then search for the call letters WCHY. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And don't send me any links to long stories or videos during the show. You can send me that information after I get off the air at 12 noon. Well, it is amazing what's happening right now down in Lansing regarding the budget. House Republicans muscled their fiscal year 2027 budget plan as HB House Bill 5619 through the House chamber last night, marking the earliest that a first-run omnibus has passed the House in at least a decade. It follows a cycle in which the House first budget wasn't passed until late summer. Regardless, House Republicans quickly touted two selling points. They moved a spending plan before the Senate and built the plan by going through it line by line through what departments actually spent in prior years instead of simply building off of the governor's recommendations. Speaker Matt Hall said the approach allowed the Republicans to cut an additional 3,327 ghost employee vacant state positions that he argues are unnecessarily inflating the budget. We were able to cut $2 billion from this budget without cutting anything, Hall said in his press conference following the legislative session. House Appropriations Chair Ann Bowen made the same case, saying Republicans used a three-year look back on actual spending and based their targets off the highest amounts departments truly spent or needed rather than simply automatically accepting annual increases. What we found is over year, in many cases, it's almost twice the amount that's budgeted that actually gets spent. So this is actual spending, what the departments need. It's actually a real budget based on what is actually spent here in Lansing. Republicans framed the vote as a more normal start to the process than last year's drawn-out negotiations, with Hall mocking Democrats for criticizing the House in 2025 for moving too slowly. Now, Republicans beat the Senate to their passage of their balanced budget proposal. We'll get into the details. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Harry Johnson's rise and gone, and take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gives us room to grow. From the fields to the city, he'll hear the people cheer.
Hear the people cheer.
With Harry in the lead, got nothing to fear. So here's to the future.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two today. So excited because the House has already passed the budget proposal already last night, April 22nd. In the Republican plan, It includes a $250 per pupil increase in public school funding. This brings the dollar amount up to $10,300 per pupil across the entire state of Michigan. It also provides for universal school breakfast and lunch programs, $100 million for roads, $65 million more in revenue sharing for local governments, and another $10 million for public safety trust fund, according to Speaker Matt Hall. House Appropriations Chair Ann Boland also said one adopted amendment would move $300 million from the now defunct Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, the SOAR Fund, to the Rainy Day Fund. Roughly $150 million in legislative directive spending items, the LDSI, would support infrastructure, water and wastewater projects, bridges, roads, fire trucks, and emergency services. Well, of course, the Democrats blasted this Republican budget as a partisan messaging document rather than a workable spending plan for divided government. State Representative Elabas Farhat, who had been demoted from being the minority chair of the House Appropriations Committee, said the vote was nothing more than political showmanship, than problem solving, and argued that the Republicans were advancing deep cuts to Medicaid, higher education, and state staffing without any rhyme or reason. Democrats especially zeroed in on the House treatment of higher education, repeatedly calling it a 62% cut to the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. Thank you, Republicans. Absolutely support that 110%. Actually, I want it to be 100% cut. We should not, taxpayers of the state of Michigan should no longer be supporting University of Michigan and Michigan State University. You know why? They have private endowment funds, people. Alumni, wealthy individuals have donated to both of these universities. They have billions, billions with a B dollars sitting in the endowment funds that they're getting interest on. Why? Why are we continuing to fund University of Michigan and Michigan State University? Representative Jason Morgan, the communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, where university's main campus is located, flatly rejected Ann Boland's attempts to frame the reductions differently, deferring attention to the overall cuts to higher education, saying the official state budget documents outlines a 62.5 and a 62.6 cut to two of our major universities. And there's no gaslighting your way out of it. Democrats also warned Republicans were balancing the budget by assuming major Medicaid savings tied to work requirements and eligibility changes. Though they criticized the executive assumed $150 million in Medicaid savings, they further slammed the Republicans for assuming they could double that number to $300 million, assuming the savings would come from people losing their coverage. In the school aid budget, Democrats said Republicans backed away from a weighted funding formula supported by education groups and instead steered money into items like private tutoring and STEM programming that could have gone directly into the school aid fund. They also criticized the eliminations of the arts funding and said some boilerplate appeared within so narrowly it could steer grants to specific vendors without even naming them. Compared to last year, the House went to work early to pass their budget. They started their day at 8 a.m. going over the proposals in the Appropriations Committee and continued to work over 14 hours until it passed during the session. Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Democrat from Canton, didn't think it was grounds for celebration. First of all, you don't celebrate something you're supposed to do. Puri said, though, he did add that the Republicans seemed to learn a lesson from their failed approach last year. Democrats further argued that vacant positions should not automatically be treated as disposable. They pointed to staffing shortages in corrections, public safety, and school meal administration as examples where unfilled jobs still reflect real needs, not waste. Well, Bolin said the House package was meant to be a starting point, not the final budget, and expressed confidence Republicans can still strike a deal with the Senate and the governor. We have presented a responsive, understandable, basic budget based on real dollars that will produce real results. If the Senate is willing and the executive are willing to come to the table, where there's a will, there will be a way. Hall, Speaker of the House, suggested the budget may ultimately serve as a short-term framework rather than a long-term spending plan, noting that it will only cover the final months of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration. This budget, folks, when it's passed, will go into effect at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. To what Hall is saying, it will only cover October, November, and December of Governor Whitmer's final year in office. Speaker Hall went on to say, we're really only budgeting for 3 months of Whitmer. And then we're going to renegotiate this deal with a new governor. And so when you look at it that way, this is actually the least important budget since I've been here. In other news, during the Speaker's press conference, Speaker Hall congratulated term-limited State Representative Joe Tate from Detroit for getting $6 million into the budget for a soup kitchen in his district. It's an important project dear to his heart, and also that State Representative John Roth cared a lot about it as well. We are very happy to help Speaker Tate with this project as he retires from the state legislature. So, it's done in the House. However, nowhere in the story does it say how much the total budget is for. Let me look up this link real quick. House Bill 5619, right mouse click, open in new tab, click. New tab is opening, click. Okay, the sponsor of the bill is State Representative Ann Bolin. She, again, is the chair of the House Appropriation, and there are no other co-sponsors. Where is the PDF? There it is. PDF click. Directory not found. Okay. Go back. See if I can find the PDF file as amended. Nope, it's not there. Shoot. How about the one they introduced? PDF click. Okay, here we go. First introduced February 26th of 2026 by State Representative Boland, referred to the Committee on Appropriations, House Bill 5619. A bill to make, supplement, adjust, and consolidate appropriations for various state departments and agencies, the judicial branch, the legislative branch for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2027. To provide certain conditions on appropriations and to provide for the expenditure of the said appropriations. Okay, give me a total. Come on, where's the total? Final fiscal page. Okay, they just put a placeholder in here of $100. So the final bill itself hasn't been posted yet. So I will continue to follow this, look for it later today, see if I can find it. Well, it does two things. It does two things. You have to understand that this is going to be a budget, like Speaker Hall said, it is only in their Republican eyes temporary. This will go into effect October 1st, November, and December. Folks, on January 1st, a new governor is going to be sworn in. We'll see if, like I believe, the House will maintain their majority of at least 58 seats, if not more, and they'll take back the majority in the Senate. If the Republicans get out and vote this year, statewide, every single vote gets out for the Republicans, and they get the trifecta, they will have a new governor that is going to do an audit of every single department. And it sounds like these House Republicans have already done a lot of that work. In doing so, they can always amend the fiscal year budget in January, February, March of next year. Budgets are simply that. It's a budget. It's based on forecast income, revenue coming in to the state, and what they plan to spend. That's all a budget is. It is not in cement. It is not locked in. It is not permanent. Budgets can be amended. You can put in supplemental appropriation spending. You can make cuts. You can do all kinds of things, but per the Constitution, you have to have a budget in place at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, going into October 1st. The fiscal calendar runs October 1st of this year to September 30th of next year, 2027. The House has done their job. Now it is up to the Senate and the governor. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.